last week, the kitchen. So we mentioned a little bit about Zeya, I think, last week. We spoke about that. That's something called that halacha is that the steam of item gets a din of the actual item, and therefore, if you have on your stovetop, you have steaming soup and it hits a milchik pot, so that makes the soup, makes the pot now milchik, so you get the problem. Same things. We spoke about when you take chalent from, add water to your chalent Friday night. So adding water to your chalent Friday night. It's a little bit sochal, but you want to add water to your chalent Friday night. So assuming the chalent's fully cooked, okay, obviously you can't add water and it's like drying out, so you want to add water. So really there are two ways how to add water to the chalent Friday night. There's one way you go over to, take it off the fire with obviously das lach. So you have to have the tai chazar, which is that's fully cooked, it's still hot. There's a blach over there, wherever you're putting it back, it has to be some type of blach. And the last two tanai chazaras has to be in your hand and with das to put back. Those are the basic tanai chazaras. But anyway, to get das, there's two ways of doing it. There's one way of bringing your pot over to the urn and pouring water straight into the pot. That's one way of adding water to the chalent pot. The issue with that is that if the steam rising up and it's boiling hot and it rises up and it hits your urn, so you just made a fleishik. And if tomorrow you want to make a coffee with it, it's going to be a problem. So therefore, if you want to keep your urn parv, it's not really such a good eitzah. The other eitzah is when you want to add water, the halacha, we paskin stuff. We paskin that if you put water into another kli, in a kli sheni, you can still put it back onto the fire and add it to the chalent pot. So if you take the water from the urn and pour it into a cup, and then you add it to the chalent pot, that's probably a better eitzah. Otherwise, you can make your urn fleishik, and you probably don't want to do that. You probably want to keep it milchik.
Wait
25 hours just makes it into a fleishik pot, which we'll discuss soon. What happens to a fleishik pot, which is not a binyan, but that'll get done in a couple of minutes. Another place where Zeya comes in the gay is you take macaroni and cheese, and you take a ketchup. So it's steaming up, you're taking ketchup, and the steam's rising, so it hits the ketchup, and it goes into the ketchup bottles. Now you just made your ketchup fleishik. I'm milchik, sorry. Milchik. And afterwards, what? I mean, how much? But we're only selling a bottle of chachila. Therefore, that's why many people have two different ketchups, separate ketchups for milk and fleishik. So you have things that are steaming off, you go in. But no, technically, maybe it's a bottle. Could be it's a bottle. It is possible.
Spices are the
same problem. Spice is a little bit better because the holes of the spices are very small. So if you went like that, the ketchup is a little bigger hole, right? A little bigger hole. So
it's
like,
only one hole.
What?
It's only one hole
with
ketchup.
It's only one hole. Okay, let's just say, right there, I would not, if you're putting a mamash of a hot steaming thing, it probably would be better to have two separate. Mm-hmm. Like otherwise, technically it's a maybe bottle, so you can say that, right? If you're going like that, so like while it's coming out, it can't get in, right? Otherwise, it's like that split second when you're going like that, so it goes there. Maybe there's welcome to say that maybe could be bottle. Another place with Zeya and the Gea is if you have some people hang on top of their hang up silverware, like they have like little hooks for like
a dry rack
that could be, and you have stuff that's using over this thing. Okay, let's say the dry rack and you have macaroni and cheese, not gonna have macaroni and cheese in the sink, right? Because you have something drying and you have something steaming up, whenever that happens, basically, that's going to be the issue. On Pesach, it's made in Gaya, the whole year you have steam of macaroni going all over the place, chunk going all over the place, and it goes into, let's say, it goes into the wall, or it goes into, if your cabinets are not so high up, so it hits the bottom of the cabinets when it's still hot, and now it becomes chametz stick. And then if you use on Pesach something which is not chametz stick and it's also steaming, and you make French fries which are steaming up, and there's like a chibur to that, that's something which can be a problem.
It goes two ways.
Yes. What am I two ways? In other words, let's say Sunday night we have supper and you have macaroni and cheese and it's like steaming up, boiling hot, and it goes over there. Monday afternoon you have steak and the steam going up. So the shaila is that if a mamash gets hot, if it technically would get hot, so maybe it could get the blias, the steam will go down. Depending how, if it's a small area, it goes up, it goes down. If it's just a big area, which goes up. It's not a problem.
But it's
not the other split? No, only if that's what it's going to be. It has to be pretty close that it's going to be an issue of It's a pretty issue of pretty close. If not pretty close, then it's not going to.
So this Nazir wouldn't be a problem. Is there a share?
Just feel it, how, depending on how hot the food is, and it has to be pretty close. Once it's goes up a little bit, then it's not going to.
I wouldn't have to have separate ketchups and spices. Pashas people always pour in hot things.
Yeah, but they are hard.
People are.
They're for one, you have to?
Yeah.
The only sound not to is if you just say, like, when it's upside down, something's coming out, so it can't go in.
Yeah, that thing would drop.
Before you start.
What?
Before you start, the second before you start.
Yeah, so that's.
We're worried about the.
I think it's ideally to have it. I'm saying.
We're worried about the plastic or the ketchup inside the bottle.
More the. It could be either.
Ketchup inside the bottle, is that the whole ketchup or just that first layer?
First layer.
You just squirt some of it out, then the rest of the bottle, you think?
It depends also if when Yatza lettuce onto the plastic and onto the thing, then technically maybe there are bleeds of flechiks. And if it'd be hot again, it would get hot again. But it probably doesn't get that hot that quickly, right? I'm imagining, just because it's like it's just for a split second. Imagine it probably doesn't.
I water and dry milk because of coffees. You put coffee right under it in the steam if you put milk first or whatever.
So we'll get that off. Okay, fine. Let's speak about Sakama comments and we'll make it around for anybody. Okay. Now, the lochis, which are Benigay Sakana, which come up in the kitchen, for example, fish and meat, eggs and onions overnight, shaz about food on the bed, and things like that. So let's start with fish and meat. The more we examine, the fish and meat is Sakana. And if you cook the two things together, it makes Sakana, makes poison, and it's a problem to have. Fish and meat together. Not only is the problem cooking it, but then eating together also is a problem. Therefore, if you can eat one after another, one of the medical soul is that we eat something, if you have meat and you have fish, or fish and meat, the medical soul is that you drink something in between, and you also eat something, you wash out your mouth. That's the minug.
Both
of them? The minug is to do both. So you have to be careful when you're cooking Erev Shabbos. This is where Shabbos come up a lot of times. You're cooking Erev Shabbos, you have fish and, let's say, chicken soup and fish being cooked on the fire. They're both there together. So many times, you know, when things are next to each other, you have splatters one to the other one. And if the chicken soup, you open it up and it splatters into your fish pot, or the fish juice splatters into your chicken soup, so you're getting yourself into Shilas of Sakana. And therefore, it's always recommended not to put two things on the fire uncovered, or even one uncovered and one not, if they don't mix with each other. But it's flechix and bilchix. If you're able to use the same stovetop flechix and bilchix, you should never have them really at the same time uncovered, because you're always going to shilas. And who are doing fish and meat, it's not recommended to have them uncovered on the stove at the same time, because it gets yourself into shilas. Now, what happens, lach l'maisa? Let's say you open up the soup and the soup splatters into your fish pot. What's going to be the halacha? So the whole discussion whether you say bittul b'shishim by sakana or not. The halacha is by basa v'chalav, by oily serum. A little bit of milk falls into your pot roast, into your chicken. So the halacha is that there's something called bittul b'shishim. If there's 60 times the amount of meat to the liquid, so then it comes bittul. And it's not going to answer anything, and it comes bottle. So it's a big shayla. By sakana, do we say chamir sakana misura? That the loch is by sakana, could be sakana, we say there's a clown in the Gemara Chulin, that sakana is more chamir than this. That sakana is worse. So there's a big request amongst the Achrayim, whether do we say bit of a shishim when we deal with sakana, do we say it's more chamir? That we're not going to say bit of a shishim or no? That's the shayla. Halacha l'maisa, if a mashu of fish juice fell into your chicken pot, or a mashu of your chicken fell into your fish juice, if it's going to be batul b'shishim, then in the chnami it's going to be okay. Right, I would not recommend cooking them for sure uncovered. Even one covered, one not covered, also is not such a great idea, because when you uncover the other ones and check it, you know, a lot of times there are issues, and it wouldn't be recommended to do such a thing.
You know,
oven's even worse. There's even though we said last week by milchis and fleshes, we said rechalav milsehi, and bidi eved, if you have open something which doesn't mean izaya, something which just doesn't mean izaya, just say salad milchiks with salad fleshiks, we said rechalav milsehi, and it's going to be okay. Kape sakana fish and meat, there's big milchiks from mazmachmin, shachas meikol, milchiks from shachas shochem, chachas adam, very, very not pashit. to, with that. Therefore, in the oven, if they're both uncovered, that's a very big problem. For sure not. Right, I wouldn't recommend even one covered and one not and one uncovered. At the same time in the oven, I would not recommend that. Because if you uncover it, you get yourself into serious shilas. And it's definitely not recommended. Yeah. So the shilas, is there a din of blias by sakana? As we mentioned last week, if I take a pot of cooked fleshiks, I cook chicken soup. And the next day, I cook macaroni and cheese. So what's the macaroni and cheese? Yeah, eat it the next day?
24 hours?
Within 24 hours, yeah. Within 24 hours, it comes strafe, because we say the bleas come out. And within 24 hours, it comes strafe. The bleas come out and mixes with macaroni and cheese. And you just have yourself a cheeseburger, whatever you want to call it. And that's going to be strafe. So Shaz, in the case sakana, it doesn't apply the same thing or not.
Why wouldn't blias just always be bottom shisha?
Because the blias are connected to the whole pot. So if I have soup, so we say the whole pot has soup of blias, and that amount comes out. So if you have six, if you have a very big pot, when it's like very, very wide, maybe a very, very thin pot, so maybe you can make a bottom shisha, but very rarely you can have a bottom shisha like that. So medigas sakana lemaisa wormekel. And do you have to have it? Do you have a separate? You have a separate fish pot at home to cook it for separately? Huh? What do you say?
Yes.
Wow, okay. Most, put it this way, most people are mekel that they do not have a separate fish pot. The reason why is because most of the achinim are mekel saying that even though by bas b'chal of any surim we say that there's an issue of blias, but we're dealing with something with sakana. The whole sakana is like it's poison. So it's only if you have the ba'an, you have the fish and the meat together, so the combination of the two of them makes some type of unhealthy food. And therefore, it's a problem. But whenever you're dealing with blias or goose through something else already, it doesn't have the same strength, and therefore it's going to be okay. Therefore, the meaning of most people are kapanim is they don't have a fish pot, and therefore it's going to be okay. Therefore, what happens? Lachal ma'isa, you have your chicken soup and your fish on the stovetop together, and you open up, let's say, the fish pot, and the little fish juice spritzes out and hits the side of the fleish pot.
That
hold on, please. What do you say? So what's the halacha of the chicken soup without getting involved in the pot? So there's no ba'an, so therefore the Pirmigal and Mekuvay say that's not going to be a problem. It's only a problem if you have both are ba'an, the chicken and the fish, both are ba'an, then that combination is a sakana. Whenever it has to go through a pot, go through somewhere else, therefore it's not going to be a problem. So this takes care of, I mean, a lot of the shiles Erev Shabbos were like, oh, a little chicken soup spat against the outside of my fish pot. Didn't go into the pot, or fell on top of the fish pot. Didn't go in. So basically, halacha is what?
It's fine,
because it has to go through a pot. There's only blias, and therefore it's going to be okay.
What's with the pot?
Oh, so my stomach's okay, because not, whatever. In terms of, that's with fish and meat. So right, let's start over again. It's only when there's ba'en is a problem. Blias are not a problem. In the oven with recha, that can be a serious problem, so don't put them in the oven at the same time.
That,
both covered?
No, if it's covered, it's okay. If you can have it uncovered, or once covered, one's not covered, I also wouldn't recommend it, because if you go ahead and check it, like, what do people do? They want to see if the food's ready, so they open it up. Or the kids might decide, you know, they want to check what's for supper, and they open it up. So there are all sorts of, therefore, I would probably not recommend it, but right, if they're both covered technically in the chnami, then it'll be okay. Fine. Milk and fish, so the svad of a machmer and that, they don't have like cream cheese and lox sandwiches. So there are some, the svad of a machmer and that, Ashkenazim, you know, we're not makabal that, that's considered a any element of sakana.
Cover something in the oven, and these tiny holes, it's not sealed perfectly, it's a problem.
Yeah, and Isaiah saying.
If it's come out impossible to cover anything perfectly.
Why? You just cover it.
It's always going to be.
What?
You don't have to use tinfoil. It's always going to be
holes. If there be holes, then it's no good. I'm saying then don't do it. I'm going to get eggs, onions overnight. Eggs, onions. This comes up very often. Tamar brings down nida that if he leaves eggs, onions, if you leave them overnight, then it has a din of a sakana, and you should not go ahead and eat it. I think we'll get to that second. Deviatzer is like very sharp. He goes like he thinks the reason why that cancer is like a Jewish sickness. He thinks it's because people aren't careful with the sakana dika in yanim. Yeah, the klizma gereva. So that's that. He thinks that that why it's such a Jewish sickness, because all these sakonitika things only applies to the Hakim going on dropping dead. It has to do a chilek of a chilek of kedusha, a chilek of the diet and things like that, and has to a chilek of that. Pakapanim, it is our Magen Avraham brings down that the Maisa, all these sakonitika things are not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, not brought down the Torah, and Shas Sarchi, and why it's not brought down. All these fish and meat is not brought down by the Rambam. And he says, what's the pshat? My grandma would say, Nishtana Teva. My grandma writes, okay, Nishtana Teva, because man's all the things don't apply. And that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. All right, so the Peskim, but definitely it's a tziruf. This whole concept that maybe there's Nishtana Teva, copy all these things. But I come on, mitigate leaving eggs, onions overnight. So the lacha is, the Gemara says, Dafka is fully peeled. It's a little bit left of a little bit in its shell, then it's not a problem. So if you have the roots on, or part of it's not fully peeled, then it's not going to be a problem.
It's hollow overnight.
That's a shaila. Do you need from shkia till halais or nates, or is it any chilek of the night? That also is veishtak tziruf. There are some places in which I make the Riyatsa ones we make, like unless it's the whole night, he wants to be make and say that, you know, then that would be okay. Ramosha's approach to all these sugyas are that we have to be cautious for them. We're not going to say Shana Teva, but only if his mom is preferish, like what the Gemara says. If any type of shino, any type of change, a little bit from what it says in the sugya, then you're able to make it. For example, this way the kafkaim is make it, chasim is make it. Let's say you have onions and you mix it together with something else.
Salt.
Some say salt, some say you put it into a salad, you put it together in the soup. So the whole concept is only when it's by itself. Once it's left over with something else, and there's something else there, that's not called that it was left over overnight, and therefore it's going to be okay. But again, adding salt, they also, it's coming from the same concept. They say, besides, if you change something from it, there's a shinoi, it's different than what the case, what the Gemara said is. A shinoi tam, it tastes differently. You put the salt on the eggs, so you put salt on the onions. So you did something which had a shinoi tam, so therefore that's enough. And that's enough to be mutter. Rosh Tzibach has a tshuva that he holds that I think the bedatz, you know, there's renegade bedatz sells like egg yolks, so that's eggs overnight. So bedatz make, I think, the 1%, 2%, like a small amount of salt inside. So Rosh Tzibach said he holds that's be 4%. He holds that mamash has to be a real shinei tam, and unless the mamash makes 1%, he's about to shishim even, you know, make a taste or something. But come on, the minigas were pretty make all these things. You have any shinoi, for example, it's together with something else. You put it into the soup, even though you didn't cook the soup, or you mix it together with other vegetables. As long as it's not by itself totally, then it's going to, and then the minig is to be mekel. Okay, fine. So we want food under the bed. So you're not supposed to have food, you're not supposed to have things under the bed. A bed of tomato chametz is nothing underneath it, and it's brought down that you shouldn't have food under a bed. It's, even if it's covered and sealed, you should not have food under the bed. Which we get these guys a lot at the beginning of the year. You know, when the shiur bachim come and the seminary girls come, they bring all the food from America. They don't sell stuff over here. I mean, they don't sell like pasakum, they don't sell intimates, things like that. But because they stack up and they bring everything, and then you know they store it under their bed. And the shiur is what's going to be halacha b'diavad, and what the halacha b'diavad if you leave something under the bed. So also it's a shiur first in terms of food under the bed. So what's called a bed? So the whole shaila, is it a bed a person's sleeping on, or just the fact it's under a bed? And let's say you're sleeping, it's not a bed, for example, like
airplane
a most
seat.
What?
Airplane seat,
or a most second say, like you're tired, so you go out, buy yourself a coffee, take a little drink, you like you put under your seat, and then okay. It didn't work so well, you fall asleep. So now the shaila is, what's going to a carriage is also in the gate, right? And there's one ladies' shop, so they put the food under the carriage when they bring it home. So They get it first thing. If it is a bed, it passes for Machu and not to do it, even if no one's sleeping on it now. Kibshita. It's Takas Amita. It's Takas Amita. And underneath the bed, it's nothing to do with the fact that somebody's per se sleeping on it. I mean, it's a bed, then on one hand, you know, a lot of places are Machu and or Machu and that. Besides Akhar, if it's not called a bed, then we're Makal. For example, second Seder, the Yachirin Yeshiva, that's not called a bed, even though you fall asleep over there. It's not called a bed, and therefore it's going to be okay. Who then by airplane? Even though people sleep on it, but it's not really on a bed, it's a seat. So therefore, that also.
First class.
What I say?
First class.
I was never there, I don't know. But upon a couch. Oh, yeah, maybe that, and people sleep on it all the time.
Not
so
a Seder, but one neither.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure we'll call that a bed. By a stroller, you have another tziruf that the Graz, we mentioned in the past, the Graz writes that when does Ruach Ruach kick in? So it's about Negovasser. So the Graz says when's the age you should watch, you should start washing your child Negovasser. So Mishmur writes, it's a time when he touches the food. He touches the food, that's a point you already have to worry about. Negavasi is touching the food, therefore maybe you have to worry about it. The Shulchan Aruch writes very interesting. He writes that the Ruach Ruach Negavasi, what is it? The person goes to sleep, the Shama goes up, and therefore, being on the Shama leaves, so then based on the Kuzari. Kuzari writes that Tumah is absence of Kedusha. When you leave Kedusha, you have Tumah. What's Tumah's Mace? Jews have Tumah, what's Tumah's Mace? A person dies, the Shama leaves, therefore Tumah kicks in. Whenever Kedusha leaves, Tumah comes in and takes over. So who then every time a person goes to sleep? So the Shama is being mistalic, so therefore there's an element of Tumah which comes on the person. So the Graz writes interesting. It was the Iker Kedusha Yisraeli is when a kid's bar mitzvah. Until then he doesn't have the Iker Kedusha. And if he says, therefore there's no Tumah. And if he says the Iker Adin, you don't have to watch the kids Negavasser until they are bar mitzvah, he says. Somebody that's younger age, Kurdish Yarmulah, he has Kedusha, it's a grace of Zach. But he says the Iker Adin is not the kids. What? What do you say? It's in Tefet Toma. I'm saying it's not the Zavet Toma. I'm saying, but there would be Toma Smeis on the Yadet. But Toma Smeis is the most common to get Toma. It's the highest level of Toma. So maybe the Zoyvedi has. So I'm going to get a Negavat Sukh upon him. So, you know, it's definitely very good. You know, he writes Kodesh Yom Rolei. I'm sure he writes, you should wash from a younger age. It's definitely, Pesachro was very machmer on Negavat Sukh. You know, Chinuch, it was like this. Kedusha of a tyrant, it's, you know, it's just really a lot, and it's definitely a very good thing to watch the children Negavasser. But if the child's resenting it like a 2-year-old, you know, don't fight with him about it. Just semich on the grass, and, you know, there's definitely what to be semich on. Anyhow, so back to the stroller, so a lot of people say they still say the same thing, just like the grass is by Negavasser, there is no Tumah, so we didn't bring the stroller also. That there's no, it's not called Takas Amita, and there wouldn't be Tumah, and therefore the Mechitzah and others have a tshuva, and they say even lechachila, you could store the packages there because there is no Tumah.
It's
Zabzach on the kids' bed? Yeah. It's Zabzach, yeah. It's a little bit better right there on a stroller because the Sirif also is not Mamash Amita.
A wheelchair with an old person who falls asleep would be different?
Yeah, because maybe I mean. Right there, we go back to the other heter that's not called. Now, all these things are lechad chila. Most by kibbutz v'zak, most a place to make a b'di'evet. If you put it under a mita, then you have to make a most of them all. So lechad chila, right there. Let's cross over again. Lechila, don't put it under any bed. If it's not a bed, like your seat, plain seat, baby carriage, then you can make all. You can make all even lechad chila. B'di'evet, lemaisa, rubidama, lemaisa is. Rubidama Maisa is making the old is not a problem. But yeah, sure, hell, like, give it to somebody else. Like, you know, maybe the. Yisham is much more machmoran, the Dizyani Sakana, the Gain, the Yavay Machmoran, and the Dizyani, maybe give it to somebody else. But the Dizyani Maisa is that if food on the bed. What? Who's not as machbid? Who's not as machbid? Like, that's all.
Inside a container?
What? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense whether it's. Not make this. Give it to my. No, make it to his potato gummer and it's okay. But again, Negovas, if you touch food before Negovas, Mr. writes that the Ruach Tumah spreads over and you should wash your food Negovas. Wash it 3 times. As you touch apple beforehand, so just wash it 3 times and then it's able to eat it. Let's say something you can't wash it. You have a nice good piece of chocolate cake and if you wash it, it's going to ruin the whole. It's going to ruin the whole taste, make it soggy. So over there, then it's okay. But if you're able to wash it, or machmer, then you're able to wash it. So then, b'di'evet, it's going to be okay. Which gets me on this shayla, how can you ever eat food in a restaurant? Who's the guy watching the answer? No, so it depends. If it's a goyim, so then there's no kedusha, no tuma. But if it's fried or then lemaisa, technically would be a problem.
Gloves on?
They didn't touch it, but they don't. It's a little American pop. Everyone, we're learning about chalav, so you know, it's time for chalav. So you know, so like Chavisa Shaggy asked the mashkiach, so like, what's the halacha we have to, like, as a mashkiach, what's the halacha you have to know the most when you're working in a kitchen? So they tell me we have to know cockroaches in the soup. Al Capone. Yeah. So the main hetter with Samachan is that with Minigay Nigavaser is that if you wash your hand three times, it goes away. So, like, you hope they wash their hands before they work. We hope. So if they wash their hands, if they use soap, so they went in, soap, and out, and out, and out. So hopefully that happened three times. Like, wash their hands, they take soap, they went, and you know, that's.
Let's go to Macman to tell the workers to wash the
washer. I don't think there's enough. They have enough issues. I don't think that's issues that you know, it's not easy being mashgiach kashrus. No, not so simple. Okay, so that's Minigaya Sakana. I guess let's go back to Minigaya Naprenat. Minigaya cooking. Yes, we said last week basically that anything which is. Yeah, if you cook something in a fleshy kapat, so let's go through the halachas. Minigaya will come all the time. So you come home from first Seder, your wife says she cooked macaroni in a fleshig pat, and now she wants to know because she put cheese onto it. That's like a classical shower, which comes up all the time. So what's the luck in that case? So it's like this. So there's something called nat bar nat. In other words, when you cook something, you cook fleshigs in a pat, so it goes into the pat, that's called nice and tam, it gives the tam into the pat. Afterwards, when you cook it afterwards, that tam comes out. So, if it's not banati surah, let's say a kachat. Let's say some kachazer in a pot, goes into the pot. Next day you cook something kosher, kachazer comes out, goes into the food you're eating, and it's treif kamer. That's not banati. It's not banati surah. If it's any ben yomei, we saw that last week. I think it was just quickly for the bivar here. The luck is that for 90% of the shaylos which you're gonna get face to face in the kitchen anywhere, is that the luck is that if it's any ben yomei, if it's not. The pot was not used within 24 hours. The luck is that the blias go bad and they're non-existent anymore. So therefore, if you have a pot which cooked treif, treif gummer, was not used for 24 hours, and afterwards somebody went and used that pot for something kosher, the food's kosher. And maybe you weren't allowed to use the pot, but the food's going to be kosher. Therefore, the shalach comes of Enigay is, let's say you're going to a relative who Benegei Shemitah eats Hatter Mechira. Or eats other things which we hold are not Peseder. So I feel like there's something I'm going to say, it's Svich and it's Trefer Gomer and it's Aser. If they didn't use their pasta 24 hours, then the blias aren't going to come out. And it's going to be kosher, the food. As long as the food's kosher that week. And as the if it's within 24 hours and nechame, then you're going to have a very serious problem. There's also venegay. Let's say you're going to a relative's chasna or bar mitzvah, and like they don't have, then I'm not doing close to your standards, but they'll get you kosher food. Or your special badatz meal. I ask a couple times, or a special badatz meal. But if they warm enough to get in the oven with their stuff, so then you didn't gain so much. As I've had that, I come to a chasna and they order badatz food. And they come out, they bring the food on a plate. And as they open, they got the badatz meal opened up, put into the oven together, all that stuff. So it's getting all the blias and all the stuff, other stuff, and therefore it's not really not gaining too much, and doesn't help so much. So kind of within 24 hours the time comes out. After 24 hours, already the time is bottle. It becomes bad, and therefore it's not going. It's not going to ask. Even though it doesn't ask, you're not allowed to use the pot, but it's not going to ask the food. That's when you're dealing with trape. Now you're dealing with heter. It's the same thing. You cook flesh sticks, it goes into the pot. The pot is flesh sticks. If you cook within 24 hours, you cook something mochiks in there, then that thing becomes trape because the flesh comes out, it goes into the mochiks, everything becomes trape. Now, Shell, let's take something apart, like the classical case. You cook, your wife cook a macaroni and flesh pot, and you want to go ahead and mix it. You want to go ahead and mix it in cheese. So we pass in that if it's within 24 hours, not by that tater. It's not by tater because it's hot over here, right? The trafe over here. The cooked flesh sticks went into the pot, flesh sticks came out, went into the macaroni. We all that lechila, you're not allowed to put cheese on it. You're not allowed to mix it together. And therefore, if your wife did it, you should not put cheese onto your macaroni, and you shouldn't do it. But the evad, let's say your wife did it, as the shadow was, she made macaroni and the flesh got pot, put cheese onto it, and now it's sitting on your plate. So b'di evad, once it's mixed in, if you can't unmix it, it's just all mixed in, then b'di evad is going to be okay. But the chachil, well, it's aser, so therefore the chachil, you can't mix it in. B'di evad, if it was done, then it's going to be okay.
Within 24 hours.
If it's not used within 24 hours, so the luck is the chachil, you shouldn't do it with intention to put it, you know, don't use your flesh like a pot, which is not a binyomai, with intention to go ahead and mix it with macaroni and cheese. If it was done already, or you have no other pot, then you're able to make it.
If it was done already, you can mix the
cheese? Binyomai?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you gonna cook it in like a milk, like a toaster after or something?
That's right. What do you say?
Let's say noodles and
an
ina
binyamah
flesh
kapah,
you let it put
it
in like a milk.
Yeah, it's ina binyamah, it doesn't really do anything. You have an urn, right? So, if, let's say chalon went onto it, right? Chalon steam went onto it. Now it comes flesh sticks. Now you want to go ahead and make a coffee with it. It's the same thing. If it's within 24 hours, halach is, can't. So you can't put, if it's after 24 hours, so you're not supposed to really do it all day. But if you did it already, then once it's made, if it's after 24 hours, so you have nothing else you can make all. If there's nothing else, then there's market. There's market to be make all. Now, something which is a nap or not, you know, something which you, let's say, you warm up something in a fleishik pot. The halacha is it does not make you fleishiks. You know, if you eat the macaroni, it doesn't make you fleishiks. So it's just you can't eat it together with mochiks. Can you serve out a mochik a meal? Yeah, as long as they eat together. As you want to have, if you, you know, maybe there's you're having, let's say, macaroni and salmon, and you're drinking milk. As long as that mamish together, it's okay. The issue is only if it's mamish together. If it's not together, then it's not going to be a problem.
You put on milk
again? You can put on milk again, yeah. It's only the milk itself is a problem. I think in milk again, then that would be okay. What?
Huh?
Yeah, I won't get the problem is mixing with actual mochiks. Put it onto the kale and then.
Kale
is not a problem. The problem is only the whatever. Yeah. Now the one exception, so they're from Vita. You just have to remember this file, Stam Kale Ben Yoimai, anything which is not 25 hours. Is basically okay. Remember this, you know, takes care of 90% of the problems. The one exception to that, as we mentioned last week, but onions, right? Onions is exception. The onions, even though it's any binyoy make, gets a din of whatever it was. Knives are the biggest problems, basically. Like in Barkham Deer, I always tell Barkham, like, get your own knife, because the knives are for sure trafe. And could be everything else trafe too, but for sure the knives are trafe in a Barkham Deer. Why? Because you cut an onion with a flesh chicken knife. So now that makes, let's say, the onion flesh sticks. And then the next day, somebody takes a mochik knife, cuts onion with a mochik knife. So now the onion's trafe, you know? And on kim tray, right? You boost the place, just get blazed from others, and then it comes tray. If you put that onion down into a pot, so you just tray up the whole pot. Who it in the knife which you cut it with, also, the latches is all that. If you cut it with a flesh like a knife, so the onion, the bleeders go into the onion, but also whatever the onion had, also gives out. So I cut it with a flesh like a knife, and then tomorrow I cut it with a mochik knife, so the onion which is flesh like will also go into the mochik knife, and therefore you have to kasher it. Those knives are probably one of the most complicated things, really, in the kitchen. You get the most shells. And those knives are onions. Let me say one more time, a little slower. You know, the onion has a chumra, two chumras. Number one is that it's cold. Two is any ben yomai. We say that if you cut an onion with a knife, so it does two things. And one is it makes any ben yomai good, and therefore it takes out the blias. And even though it's cold, it goes out. And not only does it go out, it also gives back in whatever it has to the knife which you use. Therefore, cut onion with a fleshy knife. What's all the stats of the onion? Like, tomorrow I cut onion with a parv knife. You got it right. A parv knife. Parv knife is fleshy. Going to parv knife fleshy. And then you have to go out and catch it. Cut with a milky knife, then it's totally treif. No, not 6 hours. You can make it only 6 hours fleshy. But it's a time reason that it could treif up the knife, treif up the whatever. What?
Does it matter where you cut it on the onion?
You
cut it on the other side.
Then we're machmir lechachila. Maybe there's a roof, and then you can make on the kitchen table. You've got one side, the other side lechachila. Definitely machmir. If you have to cash nice. I give kashering is very very easy. People are like always have to kasher. It's the easiest thing in the world. All you do is you boil up a kumkum, or boil up a pot, let it bubble, make sure you wait 24 hours that whatever on whatever shell you have. What? Any pot which needs 24 hours. Take any pot which needs 24 hours. Because people like save around like there's the silverware and the things that have shilohs, and then they don't remember what the shilohs are, and then they have to make more shilohs, right? Because they never cashed it, right? Many times, somebody, you have a spoon you put on the side because you have a shiloh, and then all of a sudden, like, if you have kids, things travel, right? You know, more especially like barim, but kids. So it ends up going back in. So whenever you have a shiloh, just take care of it right away. It's the easiest thing in the world. You just take a pot, boil it up, clean the item which you have, drop it into the pot. Take out a couple seconds later and put on the cold water for a second, and now it's got kashya mahajim and ahajim. It's a very easy thing to do. If it's a big piece of thing, which is very hard, which doesn't fit into the pot, you could do it two separate times. You could do like half and half. You know, if you have a big pot, which doesn't fit the other pot, you could do half and then turn upside down and do the other half. It doesn't have to be all done at the same time. It's not tefillah's game. Tefillah's game, do the whole thing at one time. But it's you know, you don't have to wait till... What?
It has to be on for 24 hours at the time?
No. Whatever shayla you had, let's say it came treif. Wait, let's say it came treif. You did, you cook a macaroni and cheese, and then they also forgot, and the next day you cook chicken soup in the pot. The pot is treif gomer. Wait 24 hours in the pot, make it any ben yomei from when the shayla happened, and then just drop it into another boiling pot, and it's the easiest thing to do, and you know, you should not leave.
Wait 24 hours. So you can do it right away.
You have to wait 24 hours. I don't know.
You can do it with any
pot which I use. No, any pot. You just don't want to make the pot, whatever, unless you want to. You're getting some of the shilohs of making the pot fleshig. If it's like a pot spoon, it's a fleshig pot. So we're making the spoon gets it in the fleshig. So don't put your pot pot into a fleshig when you're making a pot, because then you're making your pot fleshig. So. That's
the same thing as a pot.
What?
Ovens follow the same column as a pot.
That what? There's
a lot. If I have an oven that follows the same thing about benyamin and benyamin, meaning if I have an oven, I cook fleshig in, and then the next day I cook mochas uncovered.
Uncovered. So you made your oven maybe treif, technically. The food is kosher, and you should burn out the oven to go ahead and kasher it.
So if there's cookies made in an oven that's benyamin, you could.
Right. Oh, that's a cookie. Yeah, cookies. Make cookies in a. Oven, you want to use it for milk. That's right, that's the case. Fleish oven to use it together with milk. So, yeah, so I'm saying if it was a ben yomi, it's going to be brown.
So you're not mixing it with the milk.
Okay, fine. Along, the question is, if it's going to be in your mouth at the same time, that'll be the shiloh. I'm saying. But if it's zach as that, you're.
It doesn't mean in your mouth at the same time. You're like, you have to wash out your mouth.
No, I have to wash out your mouth. I'm saying, I have to wash out your mouth. It's. If it's zach as that, okay. If it's any ben yomi, then it's going to be okay. If it's any ben yomi, then it'd be.
The cookies
in the middle, if it's any ben yomi, it'd be seder. If it's any ben yomi, any ben yomi is going to.
Kashering both sides have to be any ben yomi when you kasher. You have to wait. The
kashering thing has to be any ben yomi. The other one we said it depends. If it's the same item, you just don't want to put a par of pot which came treif into a fleshig pot which is a ben yomi, because then you're making a fleshig. So that's all. But that's
How about the tray for pilots? You don't want to transfer that into the.
So once any biyomi, the bleias don't come out. Once any biyomi, then the bleias don't. Or plastic. Can you cash it? You get cash it. Yeah. What?
We're talking about the plastic on the knives.
Besides Pesach, you get cash it. Yeah. Yeah, only from the Pesach.
You have to put the knife.
Shkasha is all one thing. You should cash the whole thing. It's considered one thing. You should cash the whole thing.
It's not Binyamin, you can mix the whole thing.
Mix all the chachila.
You make me something parf.
Once it's made, yeah. For sure. To do it, al das bedafka. It's more like it's in the chalks on the gain. But if it's not that's with Dafka, I say, you might be making little chocolate chip cookies. What? Sometimes you eat it with milk, sometimes you eat it for. Then that's for sure beside it. It's only if you're doing a mamish like macaroni, or that's the mixture of cheese, that's the machlekes. But if it's doing.
Stam. Oven, toast oven, so it's not the game to make the cookies in like a small thing.
What?
The cookies. And you want to put me in the tray cookies?
If it's any benyomi, then you can make them.
You
make
usually
it.
Have cookies
with milk. One second, just a couple of challenges, just a couple of things, it's getting late. Yeah, we mentioned before about like splatters, things splattering back and forth on the stovetop. There was always recommended don't cook at the same time. Some things which could make into shaylas. If it's only a mashu splattered. Let's say you had a little chicken soup flew out and fell onto a pot, which wasn't even on the fire, it was sitting there, mashu fell onto it. So the luck is that, do you have to cancel or not? The luck is if you have something which, let's say the pot wasn't used for 24 hours, but now came for 6. So the luck is if you have something which is always going to be batel b'shishim, not much, just a tiny drop, and every time you cook it always be batel b'shishim, so the chassad and paskin is that if you wait 24 hours, then you don't have to go on a kasha. So therefore, if you have a fleishik splatter which fell onto a milchik pot, which is not a binyoyim, if it's binyoyim, it makes a treif and it spreads shishim. But if it's like, or a milchik splatter fall onto a fleishik pot, which is not hot or not binyoyimai. So over there, it's only a mashu. So being that it's only a mashu, so therefore, if it's always going to be batel b'shishim, so the lach is in that case, you would not have to kasher. Just one last thing, because we're going to get challah. So challah is not also, kasher comes up very often. Challah is not just the challah, applies to all items. And the women are a lot of times only used to be mafresh challah, because it's challah. When it comes to cookies, cakes, and things like that, a lot of times people don't realize that to be mafresh challah. You get all the shaylas shalach manas time, that they're just not used to it, or they didn't know, and every year, I mean, now we're fasting it, haven't got the shaylas in a while, but always mistakes. And in terms of what the shir challah is, so around 9 cups ready, you have to do without a bracha, and you have like 15 cups of flour, then already that's going to be a shir that you go ahead and do it 15 shears, you have to go ahead and do with a bracha. 9 cups, a lot of women don't know. They only know the shear, which is the shear with the bracha. The shear without a bracha, a lot of them are not ruggle to doing it, so it's good that I just tell you why it's a halacha, because many of them, they don't do it, and many women don't know this halacha, and if it's good that I let them know it.